I'll tell you one thing. I know you don't miss this traffic down here.
So true, so true, so true.
Well, I'm about pulling into work. I hope you have a good day. This is WRWW601. I'll be clear on your final, Brian.
Sounds good, man. I'll get in here and get my thing going and start wrenching on these cars. And we'll talk to you again soon, Jeremy. I'm clear. WSEU 445.
WSEU 445, WSET 544. You can go to work this morning or what?
Yes, sir. I'll get busy.
I'm just playing. Yeah, I was listening. I still get that crackling noise even on when I'm receiving, but when I got south of Vanderbilt on the highway, all that cleared up, but I think it's just a range issue and getting a good signal. I don't think it's actually my radio doing it.
That's good. I'd like to try another antenna. We'll make sure the SWR is right on that and just see if maybe a different style of antenna will work better with your radio.
Yeah, I was talking to a couple guys the night before. Had some ideas about different antennas and one for the Gator, too. He said he was on his side-by-side and it worked really, really well, so I got to get online and do some research.
I know the one you got now, like you said, when it's set it in a window, but being mobile and on a ground plane, too, it makes a big difference, you know.
Overall, I think it's working better. I picked up the TC600 at home. It seems to be maybe a little more clear, and like I said, I don't know if it's because the leaves are coming off more or if it's just we fixed it, but it seems to be working a little bit better.
Yeah, that transmission was great. I had to, I actually had to move. I was parked between the Jeep and a Cavalier here, and I couldn't get nothing. I couldn't get out, so I had to move closer to the shop. Now I was able to get out and get the repeater.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like I say, when I'm at home, if I back up my driveway to a couple spots, I can get the Traverse City repeater. Otherwise, I can't get it, and I cannot get it on my base. Just moving around makes a huge difference.
Well, with the base, it's going to be antenna height, so that's the next thing, is to get your antenna a little higher, and I think I'm going to try maybe another antenna or two, and I'm just going to use the same style that I've got here that just screws on with that that large base on it.
I'm going to run a little experiment, too. One of these days, I'm going to go down by the lake just by our house, and I'm going to see if, being by the water, if I can clear up the channel, because I know like the Petoskey is real staticky. I lose the Sheboygan one when I go down in there, so I'm going to see if I can sit right by the water and if that allows me to actually hit the repeater still.
I think it'll clear it up because there's a guy in Ohio, I guess, that's actually transmitting across the lake and catching our repeaters.
Yeah, that's why I say I want to try that because, I mean, if I was ever in an emergency or something, that's close enough where I could get there quick and use it to communicate.
Yeah, and I was looking last night at a Motorola antenna, too. It's got a higher DB gain on it. I think I want to try that one and see if that doesn't help on the truck, too.